Assalamu alaikum. The following is a recording of the Qalam Institute webinar on the Isra wal Mi'raj, the miraculous night journey of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Qalam is committed to provide podcasts, webinars, classes, and much, much more for the entire family for free. Find out how you can be part of our mission to enable as many people as possible to benefit from these resources at supportqalam.com.
Inshallah, next up we have Sheikh Mikail, who inshallah be continuing from where Sada Fatima left off. Now, when the Prophet ﷺ arrives in Al-Aqsa, what takes place on the ground before the ascension, before the Mi'raj? Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Oh, you're muted, I think, or I can't hear you.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam tullah. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, alhamdulillah. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Can I complain?
Alhamdulillah. Jazakumullahu khair. Did we lose Ustada Fatima?
We did lose Ustada Fatima. I think these chat boxes are blowing up with Ustada Fatima reconnecting. So, inshallah, we'll continue.
Is she coming back in, or I think she lost the internet where she's at?
Yeah, I think they lost the internet. So, inshallah, we're going to continue.
So again,
we're going to have to fast forward a little bit. Prophet ﷺ has arrived in Aqsa. So
she'll come back and finish off her section, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullah khair, Ustad. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalam ala Rasulihil Kareem. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum to everyone. Jazakumullahu khair. Thank you for joining us for this beautiful night where all of us are coming together from around the world to remember and reflect upon a beautiful moment from the seerah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Isra and Mi'raj, the two journeys that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was gifted with, and the miraculous nature of them is something that is really important for us to reflect on regularly. Ustad Abdurrahman, he spoke about the significance and why this journey was needed in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But there's also a significance to why this journey was needed for me and you as well. And you may be thinking, well, what do you mean? We didn't make that journey ourselves. But yeah, there was something that we as an ummah gained from this journey. There was something very profound that we gained from the journey. And as we go through tonight discussing different aspects of this journey, I think you will notice and discover the things that we as an ummah were given through this miraculous journey. Ustad Ubaydullah, he began this evening by talking about the nature of the miracle and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the surah, Surah Al-Isra, with Subhan, glory be to Allah. And beautifully, Ustad Ubaydullah, he explained to us that nothing is hard for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, he was showing us a map that showed us how long it takes to get from the Kaaba to Masjid Aqsa. And I think it said something like 15 hours, right, Sheikh Ustad? I think it said something like that, right? 20 hours. And what's amazing is scholars always mention that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he shows us miracles in his creation every single day. The only issue is that we become used to them. We become used to the miracles, and we don't realize that some of the most amazing things, the conception of a child, the growth of a human being from a fetus to being born into a child, to a all of these things, these are miraculous things. The universe, and the more we learn on a macro level and on a micro level, the more we learn, the more we are left perplexed in saying, Subhanallah. This journey was needed for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And I'm going to get to the part where the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam arrives at Jerusalem, but I just want to preface it with something. Why Jerusalem? Why Masjid Aqsa? Why this place on the earth? In the Quran, Surah Al-Anbiya, the Surah of the Prophets, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَلُوتًا إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الَّتِي بَعْرَكْنَا فِيهَا لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we saved him, Abraham, and Lut. And we delivered them to a place. We saved them from the persecution that they were at. All of the hardships, the difficulty, the persecution that they were going through in their own cities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when it was time to save them, we took them up and we moved them to another place. And we moved them to another place that we blessed. The Prophet ﷺ, as Ustad explained already, was going through immense persecution at that time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought the Prophet ﷺ on this journey to Jerusalem. Why? To signal to him that the same way they were saved from persecution, you too are going to be saved from persecution as well. This was right after Ta'if. And then there's another reason. As we go into this story, there's another reason we'll see why this place was so special. So where did we leave off? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been brought this special ride, the Buraq, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been given a special host. He's not told to go on this journey by himself, but rather because this is a journey of honor. This is a journey where Allah says, لِنُرِيَهُ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا. We have to show you something special. We have to show you who you are, Muhammad. We have to remind you your position, O Muhammad. We got to let you know what it's all really about. So he's not going on this journey by himself. No, he has a special ride. You know, this is better than Lyft or Uber, whatever. This is on a whole nother level. And he's so special that the Buraq itself is nervous. The Buraq itself is nervous about who he's carrying. She tells it, Ustada Fatima explained that whole part, and we arrive now at Jerusalem, and they dismount. The first thing they do, they tie the reins of the Buraq, and they enter into Masjid Aqsa. And what's the first thing they do? The highest of all angels, the leader of the Anbiya, who from a worldly perspective has just been rejected. There's no other way to put it. He's just been rejected. He literally has nowhere to go. They walk into the masjid. These two, what words can we use for such auspicious creations of Allah? They enter into Masjid Aqsa. The first thing they do is pray two rakat tahiyatul masjid. They walk in, two rakat tahiyatul masjid. And as they're walking in, the Prophet ﷺ now realizes, wait, what's going on? I thought it was just me and you, O Jibrail. I thought this was my journey. Who's here? The Prophet ﷺ looks around and all of the Anbiya are gathered, already waiting for him. Muhammad is here. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has arrived. The older Anbiya are looking at him like a son. Ah, Ibn Salih. Ah, that's my boy right there. That's the righteous son. That's my boy. You know how fathers are proud of their children when they reach, you know, when your son learns to walk, when your son learns to talk, when your son goes on. So the older Anbiya, they're like, Ibn Salih. Ah, that's my righteous boy right there. The other Anbiya are, Akhu Salih, oh, that's my brother right there. So as they're all standing together, Jibrail gives the adhan. And so now what we're seeing is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being told, don't worry about what's happening over there. This is your crew right here. This is who you roll with. You're a part of us. You're one of us. And just in case you forgot, Allah's like, let me remind you, O Muhammad, let me gather everyone for you because it's time to boost your morale. It's time to remind you. It's time to show you some things that need to be shown to you. So the first thing you need to be shown, O Muhammad, is the crew that you roll with. The crew that you roll with. Who's there? All of the Anbiya. I mean, just imagine this gathering. Imagine the nur of the gathering. Imagine the wisdom in that one place. Imagine the piety in that one place. Just unfathomable. So the adhan is going on. oh, it's time to pray. Everyone's standing in line. The Prophet's like, I'm the new guy here. Let me just stand in line. And no one knows who's going to lead. No one knows until Gabriel comes, grabs the hand of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and shows him, O Muhammad, not only are you accepted in this gathering, not only are you a part of this gathering, but you must be reminded of something. You are the last, but you aren't the last. You are the last, but you are Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhireen. You are the leader of all the Anbiya. They have all been preaching about the day that you're going to come. They have all been telling their ummah that one day he's coming, one day he's coming, one day he's coming. And now they're all like, ahua, ahua, is that him? There he is, there he is, there he is. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, can you imagine? Subhanallah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is led in front of all of the anbiya and he leads them in prayers. He leads them in salah. Salah is over. Salah is done. This was a great night. I'm gonna call it a night. Gabriel, I think we should head back to my spot. No, 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 no. This ain't over yet. We got more to show you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show you truly, truly from his signs. At that point, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is introduced to a gathering of angels as well that came to that moment. And they all ask, because all of the angels have their own task. And so one of the narrations tells us that the angels, they come and they ask Jibreel, who is this? It's Muhammad. Oh, has he been sent already? As if like, you know, they're busy in their things. Everyone's not aware. You know, it wasn't on the PA announcement. Hey, by the way, we sent the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam all the way. You know, angels are busy with their stuff. So they're like, oh, has he been sent already? Gabriel's like, yeah, he's been sent already. Oh, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep him alive, keep him well. What a wonderful brother. What a wonderful khalifa. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is taken to Masjid Aqsa. Why Masjid Aqsa? Number one, it shows the deep connection between Isa and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number two, it shows the shift from the progeny of Ismail to the progeny of progeny of Ishaq to the progeny of Ismail. Ah, there's been a shift now. There's been a shift. But it's all coming together. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being shown that this is who you roll with. Before I go forward and talk about a few of the virtues of Aqsa, it's a place of barakah. Multiple places in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, a place that is blessed. It is a place where thousands of anbiya are buried. Thousands of sulaha are buried there. It's a place where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "La tashuddu rihal illa thalatha." You only travel to three masjids: Masjid Haram, Masjid al-Madina, and Masjid Aqsa. And the significance of Masjid Aqsa is also found in a hadith of Nasa'i, when Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was completing the construction of Masjid al-Aqsa, he made three du'as. And the last du'a that he made was regarding the person who just visits Masjid Aqsa and prays two raka'ah at that masjid. It's a place full of barakah, full of blessing. And we are reminded through this, the importance of this. It's our first qibla, brothers and sisters. It's our first place in direction of prayer. And so we're reminded to reflect on and keep be aware of the struggles of the people of Philistine and to keep them in our du'as and know that your love for Philistine is part of your love for the deen of Islam. Before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam leaves the masjid, he's on his way out, Masjid Aqsa, because Gabriel is like, it's not over. We have another second part of this journey. We have to go. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is leaving, one narration says he felt extreme thirst. He felt really thirsty. It's been a long night. So angels brought before him two or three cups. Some narrations say two, some say three. In one cup, there's khamr, alcohol, which up till now in this ummah isn't even haram. At this time of the Prophet ﷺ, it's not haram. And in another cup is milk. And he's given the choice, Ya Muhammad, choose one. And the Prophet ﷺ, one narration, he says, I heard something saying to me, choose the milk, choose the milk, choose the milk. And he says, so I took the milk and I drank from it. And Gabriel said, Alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah who has guided him. If you chose the alcohol, غوت أمت, your ummah would have went astray. The scholars say that the choosing of milk is symbolic of fitrah, the natural way of Islam. And I think one of the lessons that we can gain, and Sheikh Ramadan Bhuti, he mentions this, is he says that as a person gets deeper into their religion, into the deen, they will realize that they're just connecting to their natural fitrah, their natural connection. And so the Prophet ﷺ, he takes the milk, and then the Prophet ﷺ moves with Gabriel, and now the journey is going to continue. Before they leave, there's a ijtima'i du'a. Before they leave, there's a collective du'a. And I'm going to share this du'a with you. All of the anbiya are asked to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, these are the greatest worshipers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ever created. And so before they leave, it's time for everyone to flex a little bit. You know, like say a du'a. You know, say a du'a. Now your turn. And so all of the anbiya are asked to make a du'a. And so the narrations tell us a few of the du'as that were made. And I'm going to share those with you. The first is the du'a of Ibrahim. Ibrahim is asked, praise Allah. Let us hear your praise of Allah. And by the way, I think this is significant because we know that on Yawm al-Qiyamah, to begin the questioning, the Prophet ﷺ says he'll fall down and do praise of Allah that he doesn't even know what he's going to say. He'll be inspired at that moment with words of praise that no creation has ever said. So now is an opportunity for them all to praise Allah uniquely. So we'll read a few of them. Can't read all of them for the sake of time. Ibrahim, he says, Alhamdulillah, الذي اتخذني خليلا وأعطاني ملكا عظيما. Abraham, he says, all praise to Allah who has made me his friend, Alhamdulillah, and given me a great kingdom. وجعلني أمة. He made me an ummah. I myself, he made me an ummah. وأنقذني من النار. He saved me from the fire. وجعلها علي بردا وسلاما. He made the fire for me cool and peaceful. Now it's Musa's turn. Alhamdulillah الذي كلمني تكليما. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who spoke to me directly. وجعل هلاك آل فرعون ونجاة بني إسرائيل على يدي. And he made the destruction of Pharaoh and the saving of Bani Israel happen on my hand. All of you from Bani Israel, Allah made me the means for that. Dawood comes up. عليه الصلاة والسلام. الحمد لله الذي جعل لي ملكا عظيما وعلمني زبور وألان للحديد. He goes, all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has given me amazing kingdom, who taught me the Psalms, and who made metal soft in my hands. This was a miracle of Dawood. Sulaiman says his dua. Isa makes his dua. Alhamdulillah الذي جعلني كلمة. All praise to Allah who made me his word. وجعل مثلي مثل آدم. He made me the way he made Adam. خلقه من تراب ثم قال له كن فيكون. He made me just from the word be and I was. And then the Prophet ﷺ, they say, it's your turn now. And in front of all of the anbiya, the Prophet ﷺ reads this dua. Listen to this dua. He says, Alhamdulillah الذي أرسلني rahmatan lil alamin. All praise to Allah who has sent me as a mercy for all of creation. Kafatan lin nas, for all people. It's not just for some people. This message is for everyone. Bashiran wa nadhira, he sent me to warn and give glad tidings. Wa anzala alayya al-furqan, and he sent down upon me the Quran, which distinguishes between light and darkness, good and evil. Fihi bayanan li kulli shay, this book tells everything. It has everything a person will need. Wa ja'ala ummati khayra ummah, and he made my ummah the best ummah. Ukhrijat linnas, that has been brought forth to testify before humanity. Wa ja'ala ummati humal awwalin wal akhirin, my ummah shall be from amongst the first and from amongst the last. Wa sharaha sadri sadri, he opened my heart for wisdom, for knowledge, for iman. Wa rafa'ali dhikri, he elevated my mention. Whenever you hear la ilaha illallah, it's followed by Muhammad Rasulullah. Wa rafa'na laka dhikrak. Wa ja'alani fatihan wa khatiman, and he made me the opener, but he also made me the final seal, the end of all prophets. Brothers and sisters, we're celebrating tonight and discussing celebration in the sense that we're speaking about it and reflecting upon this gift that was given to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But in reality, it is a gift for us as well. At the end of this journey, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reaches a point where he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's given something that for me and you is our means of connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm going to end with one thing, one advice. It was during this journey that Abraham told the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, give your ummah my salam. He's talking to me and you. Give your ummah my salam. And you know what? Tell them, Jannah is beautiful. The ground in Jannah is fertile, but it's empty. They have to plant the trees of Jannah. And the way they do that is with Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. The scholars say that in the month of Rajab, you should do a lot of tasbih, because this is when Abraham taught this to our ummah. Tell them salamu alaykum, and then tell them, spend special time glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What's interesting is that the surah begins with Subhanalladhi, and it ends with Alhamdulillah, and وَكَبَّرَهُ تَكْبِيرًا, it ends with the praise of Allah as well. Brothers and sisters, thank you for your time. Jazakum Allah. Stay with us. MashaAllah, great scholars coming after me, alhamdulillah, to go through all of the rest of this journey. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala connect our hearts to Allah, to Him. Allow us to connect ourselves to Him. May Allah allow us to connect and love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and truly appreciate the struggles and sacrifices that he went through for us to have this kalima, la ilaha illallah. Jazakumullahu khair, everyone. Stick with us, inshallah, there's more to come. Assalamu alaikum.